Tom.
With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Steve Jobs once said, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is good work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do." That's from Steve Jobs, the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Apple. We're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by the good people over at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. It's going to be a jam-packed week filled with content and information you won't want to miss. Last week was a tough week. It was a long week. At the office, it was a long week, lots of stuff going on, and I don't know about you, but I know I had my speed bumps along the way, and I really want to avoid those speed bumps this week, so I want to take your calls. That's right. We are a live show. We're taking your calls at 312-642-5600. We want to make your week a little bit easier. Your week at the office, your week in the job search, call us, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, and you won't want to miss a minute of this because we are going to be joined by guest Dave Ritter of Network Chicago. We're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. We're talking with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group, and we're talking with Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams. A great week, but let's get this started with some networking because we talk a lot about networking on the show, and we're thrilled to have sort of, I'd say, one of those leaders in the world of networking here in Chicago, Dave Ritter. Dave, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Shalom, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. So, Dave, I want your advice about networking, but before we get there, you are running a website, a resource for networking here in Chicago that, frankly, I think every single one of our listeners needs to know about. Tell us about Network Chicago.
Thank you, Shalom. Well, actually, we launched in Chicago in March of this year, and it is an online resource that helps business professionals to find networking events that help them to grow their business or to reach sales leads or to find jobs or find leads toward jobs, that kind of thing. Any reason that you network and you're looking for live in-person events, you can find those kinds of events on Network Chicago.
So, Dave, are you telling me that the days of me searching my email inbox for the events being bombarded at me right and left from various chambers of commerce, various organizations, those days are over and there's actually one central place that I can look?
You got it exactly, Shalom. We bring all of that kind of information together in one place. What I found when I was trying to do business development for a consulting business I was running was that the information was so fragmented. It was all over the place. Like you said, you get it from emails, you get it, you're trying to go to 10, 15 different websites, and we try and bring all of that in one place and make it easy for the searcher.
That's fantastic. And again, we're talking with Dave Ritter of Network Chicago. Dave is available to answer your questions about networking at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Dave, how did you get into this?
Well, as I said, my career actually was in IT, leadership management in the large corporate sector. And when I left that and I was doing some consulting, it was basically interim and fractional chief information officer roles. I was doing business development. I found the information out there about networking events was very fragmented. So this was kind of the spark that said we need to get a single source resource for people to find these kinds of events. And that was where my idea was born. But I searched across the country and found somebody who was already doing this kind of work in Phoenix Market. And so I approached them and said, you know, we need this in Chicago. We could use this in many other metropolitan areas. And we partnered up to bring it to Chicago first.
Fantastic. And Dave, what advice do you have for somebody that's starting a business that need to start networking? Well, let's start with the basics. What do they need to do when they start a business?
Well, they have, you know, when you're starting a business or even just growing the business that you've had or that you've bought, you need to make connections with people. I mean, it's all about that. LinkedIn, we feel like, is a fantastic resource for managing connections, managing the connections that you have. But it doesn't really, it's not event-centric. It doesn't help you to get out there and make the connections in live and in person. See, people buy from other people that they've come to know and like and respect. And you know, you can only do that if you meet people in person.
That's for sure. And I can tell you, I'm one of those networking junkies. I'm running a lot of events, and I'm going to a lot of events, and sites like Network Chicago is fantastic. LinkedIn used to do a better job. There used to be an events app or module, I'm not sure what you would call it, and frankly, it's no good anymore.
Yeah, they kind of stepped away from that part of the model, and that's fine because we come in and we actually fill that gap, if you will, in the market. We partner, in effect, with LinkedIn in the sense that we're not competing. We feel like it's a great resource for one part of what a networker needs, and then they use our resource in order to bridge the gap from the online to the offline, real live in-person world.
Right. And let's flip the conversation for a second. As you know, Dave, I run a lot of events, and I'm one of the people that's a user of the Network Chicago site, not just to look for events to go to, but I'll tell you, I've been on the side of the coin where it's always tough for somebody who's running an event for a nonprofit director to promote their programs. And I found Network Chicago. I met with you a while ago, and now we have events on the calendar, and people are finding the events because they're searching on the site. People that would otherwise not be involved in our organization are finding out about what we're doing because of you. So for that, I owe you a huge debt of gratitude. That's fantastic. You are contributing tremendously to the business community in Chicago by making people aware about resources that exist. Tell us about some of the success stories, both from organizations as well as from individuals that you've been hearing from.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, let me start with an individual. This is a fellow who was coming out of the military and retiring from the military after 20-some-odd years and was looking to make a career change. So he started networking, and he talked to me about where to go, what kinds of events, and he ended up, I introduced him to some people in addition to pointing him towards some events that are listed on our site. And actually, he networked for about 4 months prior to his retirement date through this process. And he had a job lined up that he started within a couple of weeks after his retirement from the military. I mean, and there's lots of those kind of stories.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, Network Chicago, and in just about a minute, we'll make sure to share all of your contact information so people can reach out and find out more about the site. Again, both for people like many of us that are out there looking for events. You know, my advice to networkers or to business owners or to job seekers is time management. You need to look at your calendar and you need to plan ahead. So if 2 weeks from now you don't have events on your calendar, go to networkchicago.com and find out what events are available and block out the time. Show up there so you can meet some new people, not just hang off on the side with the people that you already know. Spend time with new people and follow up for cups of coffee. So, Dave, what's your advice, aside for the networking events, which are so important, how do people maximize the networking experience at one of the events that they may have found on your website?
Yeah, well, I think it's very important, Shalom, for people to understand that you shouldn't just sort of wander through the networking process without having some approach, some strategy for it. And I always encourage people to start with understanding their purpose for networking and then get a little deeper and lay out, literally write down what your objectives are in order to meet that purpose, and then a specific plan for accomplishing those objectives. That sounds a little bit analytical and it sounds like work, but quite frankly, you can have a lot of fun while you're meeting people, but it helps to guide and steer you in the process so that you actually accomplish what you're looking to through the process.
Fantastic. That's great advice. Dave, we're running out of time, but how can people find the website and how can people learn more about posting their events on the site as well?
Well, first of all, it's www.networkedchicago.com. So that's networked with an ED, chicago.com. You go on the site, you can click on Join Us and open up a free account if you're an individual looking for networking information. We do have a premium offering as well, get you some other benefits, but start with your free account. And anybody who's looking to post an event can do the same thing and then apply to become an event organizer. You can contact me at david@networkedchicago.com, and I can give you more information about the details of being authorized to post events on the site.
And I've done it, and it's worked wonders both to find events as well as to post events, so you don't want to miss it. So again, networkchicago.com. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Dave, thanks for joining us. After the break, we're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, who's going to talk to us about working with people, setting the right expectations. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm. A fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com, 708-771-7777. After the break, more small business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Inbound on the Edens is only 19 minutes to Montrose on the reverse 20. The Kennedy coming in is stop and go from the River Road Toll Plaza to Cumberland and at Montrose to Sacramento. 24 minutes to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 12 on the reverse 16 to Montrose to O'Hare 36. Express lanes are open at 15 minutes. Eisenhower coming in. You're tapping on your brakes at 17th Avenue. 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 17. On the opposite side, 37 to Mannheim and to Thorndale 50. Inbound Stevenson looks good. It's the outbound side that still has some delays at Lakeshore Drive. 26 to Cicero to the Tri-State 40 into 355-50. 55 looks good. Inbound on the Ryan's heavy at 35th. 25 minutes to downtown from 95th on the reverse 15. It's 72 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 59. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm all for a national discussion on whether or not this is serving our national interests to send troops over to Iraq and, yes, Syria on behalf of trying to wipe out ISIS.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Let's wipe them out now while we can.
I just think we're overreacting a little bit to their videos and their PR campaign on Twitter.
But they can recruit lone wolves so quickly here in this country.
The only way to get ISIS out once they are in civilian populations is with Muslim citizens ferreting them out and lopping off their heads.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Your paycheck. Your family depends on it. But if something happens to you, you need life insurance. And chances are SelectQuote can get it for you at a surprisingly low price. I'm Andy Dobbs, a SelectQuote term life insurance agent. I just found Alec, who's 38 and in great health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Phil, 41, smokes an occasional cigar. I got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month. Our secret? We impartially shop select, highly rated life insurance companies for your best rates.
For a free quote, call 1-800-990-1165. That's 1-800-990-1165, 1-800-990-1165, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
To the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're back with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We've got a lot more information for you because we are talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. And I want you to join me and fellow networkers. We just talked with Dave Ritter of Network Chicago on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's called The Business Event, and you can find out more information on my website, shalomkline.com. On that website, you can also download podcasts from the show. If you missed a word or two from my conversation with Dave, you won't want to miss a chance to download that podcast and share that information with your colleagues. And remember, if you have questions about small business, jobs, networking, or entrepreneurship, we want to take your calls. We are taking your calls, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. So we're thrilled to be joined in studio by Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. Tom is the guy that knows how to turn just a regular entrepreneur into a business owner, into a manager, into a person that's not just a one-man show, but actually is a team, an army of people, and we're just thrilled to have your advice. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
Fantastic. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about what your average day looks like and what sort of things you're coaching your clients to help them become a better business owner.
Well, that's a great question. And as Tandem's management leadership coach, I'm working with first-line managers and helping them create strong relationships with their staff, which is only going to increase both sides' productivity and help improve performance. So it's very common, as we know, that as an individual contributor, you excel. When you excel as an individual contributor, you are promoted and you're looked at for your promotion to a manager. But unfortunately, a lot of organizations do not provide the training or help the new manager understand what the requirements are to be an effective manager. So typically, I work with these managers and first help them understand what are the skills and the values, the new skills, the new values that they must have and must be competent at in order to make a successful transition from an individual contributor to a manager.
Very interesting. And I'd love to hear, what sort of environments is sort of ideal for that. Are you able to share any examples of clients that you worked with that you were sort of able to turn a newly promoted manager into a successful leader?
Sure, sure. What I'm finding is very common out there with a lot of managers is that they're all very stressed. And there's a couple of managers I'm working with right now that are holding on to a lot of the beliefs and the values and are still working as if they are an individual contributor. And they're finding the manager role very challenging because they're not developing good relationships. And no one is presenting any new ideas. And there's a lot of complaints. So what I can do then is help that manager understand that it's not about you anymore. And the success, your success, now happens when your employees are successful. So getting them to shift the way they think as far as what success is, it's not about them, it's about their employees. And when they make that shift and they start delegating, it's interesting how a lot of their stress naturally just goes away.
Very interesting. And let's talk about a key piece of a leadership, which is working with people. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people internally and externally that you need to work with.
Right.
Internally, you hopefully, as your role grows, as your company grows, you're going to be working with more and more people. And everybody has a lot of personalities, don't they, Tom?
That's correct. Yes.
People have personalities. And then you start working with clients.
Yes.
And clients have a lot of personalities as well, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And how do you manage those expectations? Do you have advice for our listeners that might be dealing with a difficult situation? How do you sort of diffuse it? How do you work with somebody, sort of set the expectations for success?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, and the key word is setting expectations. It's not uncommon where challenges and dysfunctions come into play is because there were no expectations set on the front end. And, it's my advice with all your employees, new employees, and even with new clients to very clearly state what's expected, how we're going to communicate to each other, what the performance expectations are, when the deliverables are due, and so that when there is an issue later on, it makes it that much easier for the manager or the business owner to go to the client and say, hey, remember when we talked about that expectation on the front end? Well, we need to, something's not working, or there's an issue with that that we need to discuss. So the power or the effect, the good effect of that is that sharing an expectation on the front end, the client or the employee can't on the back end say, well, you know, it's the first time I'm hearing it, and you know, we never talked about that before.
Fantastic advice. When you know, Tom Fiegel, we're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, who's sharing some advice setting the expectations for working with clients, working with employees. You know, when you take on a new employee, when you take on a project, when you take on a client, set the expectations. I love doing this all the time. Yeah. Set the expectations. Set the your style of communication. You like emails? Make it clear. You want to email. You don't want telephone calls during the day.
Exactly.
You know, if the client can expect daily updates, make it clear that that's how frequently they're going to get updates. They shouldn't expect an hourly communication,
right,
or something like that. Setting the expectations is so important. But, you know, one of the things that we always hear about is employees that come in to an environment and they just never feel that they're doing it right, that they're never coming in to an environment, they're never set up for success. Let's flip it for a second, Tom. Mm-hmm. Indulge me for a moment.
Okay.
And you know, somebody comes in and they're hired for, let's say it's a decent mid-level position. Mm-hmm. And they're in an environment, they're in a company. What should they do to set the expectations with their boss or with the owner of the company to make sure that they're able to sort of succeed in their new role? Is the advice pretty much the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same. And having a conversation. That's probably the biggest thing you can do. If you ever are wondering or ever have any questions, what is expected of me, the easiest and most admirable thing to do is to ask your manager. You know, just make sure we're on the same page. This is the direction I'm going in, or this is what I believe is what the results you are expecting from me. And that's the time for the manager to correct that or share with you something different. So the employee has just as much responsibility in making sure that both sides are clear on the expectations just as much as the manager.
Fantastic. So, Tom, you've been working with clients at Tandem HR for how long?
13 years.
13 years. So you've got a lot of experience, and I know from the folks that I work with that have had the privilege and the opportunity to work with the folks at Tandem HR. You guys have the best team, and that's why the company's been growing and growing
growing,
which is fantastic. So thanks for the fantastic advice, Tom. And how can people reach you if they have more questions about leadership, about communication, about managing expectations, or, of course, about that key point of working with people?
Correct. The best way to reach me is my phone number, 312-914-1341.
Fantastic. We just spoke with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, and after the break, we've got a lot more advice for you, so don't change that dial. We are going to be talking with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group, who's going to be talking some more about working with people, communication, talking with people, and really leveraging opportunities. That's what the show is all about. And also on the show, we're talking with Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams, a really cool startup company that's really making a huge difference in the community. This is the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And not just a regular show, we're a live show. We are taking calls at 312-642-5600. And we want to hear your questions. We want to provide advice and make this week an even better week for you. After the break, again, we're talking with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group about community and some more networking. And again, you can join me on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's called the Business Event. You won't want to miss it. We've got workshops all day, tons of networking, tons of entrepreneurship, tons of opportunities to meet people, and more information on that, as well as opportunities to download podcasts from Get Down to Business, is available on my website at shalomkline.com. Check out the website, shalomkline.com. And remember, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. At the end of the show, I'm also going to be providing advice, tips for those of you that are out there that don't know how to organize your office to be productive. I've got those tips for you. So keep listening to Get Down to Business, where the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Call us 312-642-5600.
We cannot ignore this threat.
We're at war with ISIL.
ISIS is just one of a number of
Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, AQAP. This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
Rather than try to play whack-a-mole,
keep track of what's happening.
Ebola outbreak spiraling out of control.
Check in 2, 3, or 4 times a day.
It's going to get even worse.
For breaking news,
basic information,
opinion, and insight.
It's still a dangerous world.
We've been busy.
And AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiaro. President Obama believes the U.S. intelligence community underestimated ISIS.
They were able to reconstitute themselves
and take advantage of that chaos and attract foreign fighters who believed in their jihadist nonsense.
President Obama on CBS's 60 Minutes tonight. House Speaker John Boehner says the president will likely have to send in American ground troops to fight ISIS, something he believes can be done without congressional approval.
I think he does have the authority to do it. But the point I've been making is that this is a proposal that the Congress ought to consider.
Boehner on ABC's This Week, President Obama says troops won't be sent in. And the National Institutes of Health confirms an American doctor who was exposed to the Ebola virus while volunteering in Sierra Leone has been admitted to the NIH hospital near the nation's capital. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. The inbound Eames is clear, only 19 minutes to Montrose on the reverse, 20 minutes. On the inbound Kennedy, expect delays at the River Road Toll Plaza to Cumberland, and it's only tap and go around Montrose to Sacramento, 24 minutes to downtown from O'Hare for Montrose 12. On the outbound side, it's going to be heavy around California, 16 to Montrose to O'Hare, 36 Express are at 15 minutes. The Eisenhower has delays in pockets coming in, 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim, 17. On the outbound side, expect some heavy traffic around Ashland. 37 minutes to Mannheim to Thorndale 50. Inbound on the Stevenson, no complaints there. The outbound side still has some traffic from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero. 55 looks good. Inbound on the Ryan is heavy around 35th Street. 25 minutes to downtown from 95th. It's 72 degrees and clear tonight. A low of 59 tomorrow. A high of 77. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
The Chicago
Chicago Tribune raves that Cats is a genuinely spectacular show. Playing now through October 12th at Aurora's Paramount Theater, ChicagoCritic.com says this reimagined production is breathtaking, remarkable, and magical. Broadway World proclaims it's a feast for the eyes. Bring the entire family to experience this musical sensation in the stunning historic Paramount Theater. For tickets, go to ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. Cats at the Paramount Theater, simply the best musical theater in Chicagoland.
After four long weeks away from Husky Stadium, your NIU Huskies are back home to start conference play when they host the Kent State Golden Flashes on Saturday, October 4th. Kickoff is 4 p.m. Don't miss your chance to experience the Yard, NIU Athletics' official pregame tailgate on the west side of the stadium 4 hours before kickoff. For tickets, call 815-753-7225. And don't forget to catch all of the action right here on your home for NIU football. AM 560, The Answer.
Hopefully, all of our listeners know that there's an election coming up on November 4th. And while it's not my intention to take sides in this election, I do implore and plead with every one of our listeners, every listener that cares about business, that cares about jobs, to get involved and speak up on the issues that matter. We spent the majority of the past few minutes talking with folks like Dave Ritter from Network Chicago, folks like Tom Fiegel from Tandem HR, folks that are trying to make a difference in the business community. And now we're thrilled to have with us on the air Mark Kalish of the S4 Group, who spends a lot of his time in government advocacy. Mark, thanks for joining us on the air.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. So, Mark, you spend a lot of time organizing people and getting people pumped up about issues that matter. But arguably one of the most important issues is that of small business. Most folks know that small businesses are the backbone of the economy, but individually, we're just one guy. We're just an entrepreneur. We're just one person out there trying to go up against the big guys that are out there. But you know what? I think what you've taught me over these past few years is that that's not always the case. By speaking up on the issues that matter, you're able to make a difference. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I would say that a far majority of those people who are elected to public office want to do what's right for their community. And small businesses really represent what's right for, you know, for their community. So when groups like yours are organized, well thought out, and well spoken, then those who are in elected office listen and act upon what it is that that they're asked of.
And with the election coming up on November 4th, which is just about 6 weeks away, it's an opportunity for people to speak up on issues that matter. Here in Illinois, we have two candidates, Bruce Rauner and Pat Quinn, running for governor. We've got other statewide races that that are being spoken about. And people can make a difference by voting and by speaking up. I believe the deadline to register to vote is October 7th, which is just literally a few days away. Do you think, Mark, do you think that elected officials pay attention to who's registering to vote and who's actually showing up to the polls?
I'll tell you a great story. A few years ago when we were doing a Get Out the Vote campaign, so we were working together with a very organized campaign group in north side of Chicago. And when we got to certain houses, they kept on going. And, you know, my people would ask them, why do you keep on going? Because they're registered and they don't vote, so therefore they don't matter. And that taught me a tremendous lesson, watching that with my very own eyes, that ground people from an important elected official literally passed over houses of people who were registered to vote. But because they didn't exercise that right, they didn't even receive a knock on the door to make sure that they were okay. Imagine if someone doesn't even register to vote.
Incredible. We're speaking with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group, and we are taking your calls at 312-642-5600. Mark, when you came on the air, you mentioned this point about elected officials, you know, listening and elected officials, generally speaking, wanting to do what's right. Do you think that the average small business owner can call the office of an elected official and they will actually be listened to?
I can tell you a great story that happened to me when I first went down to Springfield. It was I went into Representative Liu Lang's office, and I told him who I was there representing. He got up from behind his desk, he came around and gave me a hug. And he said, I've been wanting to hear the voice of that community, of that office, for years. I am so happy that you are here representing that voice. I promise you, a small business owner, to pick up the phone, call their state assemblyman or state house, state representative or state senator, even their congressman or city councilman, they will get directly to the elected official themselves, especially if they own a business in their district.
That's great advice, and I can tell you've been doing this for a while because you just referred to all of the terms, the state assemblyman, the state representative, every possible term that can be used. You just used it, but I love it because you're making a difference by speaking up and by helping groups of people speak up. But again, that call to action from this show, and again, our listeners might differ on issues. We might disagree on tax policy. We might have differences of opinion on a number of different subjects, but by speaking up, by registering to vote, by voting, you are already doing a big, big, big important service to the communities that you're trying to represent, and that's what our friend Mark Kalish of the S4 Group does all the time.
If I could follow up on that point, I would say that 25%, if $2 billion was spent on the election, the last presidential election, I would say that 25% of that money goes to analyzing the data of those who are registered to vote and if they voted, meaning that they go down to, you know, if they're a small business owner, if they're a male, if they're a female, if they're foreign, if they're born in the United States. 25% of $2 billion was used just to analyze data so that they could know what platforms they need to take as they go into office the next year to ensure that they will stay in office.
So we need people to register to vote. We need people to show up to vote. Make your voice heard. Again, we're talking with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group. You can reach Mark with any questions at ymkalish@s4grp.com. With any follow-up questions, Mark, thanks for joining us on the air. After the break, we're talking with Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams. More conversation about small business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. It's about 20 minutes either way on the Edens. Inbound on the Kennedy is all clear. Only 21 minutes to downtown from O'Hare for Montrose 10. Outbound side, though, it is still very tight around Kimball to Montrose. 14 minutes to Montrose and to O'Hare. 36 express lanes are at 15. The Eisenhower still has some delays in pockets. 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim 17. On the opposite, 35 to Mannheim and to Thorndale 48. Inbound on the Stevenson, can't complain there. It's the outbound side, though, that still has some remaining delays at Cermak to Cicero, 24 to Cicero, to the Tri-State 38 to 355 48. 55 looks good, and inbound on the Ryan, expect some heavy delays around 35th. It's 72 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 59. Tomorrow, a high of 77 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Do you suffer from tough, debilitating headaches that just won't go away? Do you have a headache right now? Is your headache medicine working for you? Migralax was developed and patented by a neurologist, Dr. Alex Mauskopf. Migralax is guaranteed to relieve the toughest headaches. Migralax is also gentle in your stomach and does not contain caffeine.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After treating headaches for 25 years, I've developed Migralax. It's fast-acting and it works on the toughest headaches, including tension, sinus, stress, menstrual, and even hangovers.
Migralax works really fast, and I love that it's easy on my stomach.
Migralax has changed the lives of so many of my headache patients. You should try it too.
Go to Migralax.com and learn how to get 2 free samples of Migralax. Just pay shipping and handling. And due to the overwhelming demand, Migralax is now available at CVS stores and all fine retailers. Relieve your headaches and learn how to get 2 free samples of Migralax now at Migralax.com. That's Migralex.com. Migralax.
We are back with a show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And our last guest, Mark Kalish of the S4 Group, gave some great advice about how perhaps one of the most impactful ways that people can make a difference in their community, and that's by speaking up and getting involved. I'll tell you, I've been involved in community for a long time, and I've been working really, really hard in trying to make a difference. But the number one way that people can make a difference is by speaking up and making their voices heard. And you could do that by, of course, reaching out to elected officials and making sure they know your opinion, making sure they know the issue that matters, but also by organizing groups of people and registering people to vote. Mark mentioned several stories about people that have successfully made a difference by getting people registered to vote. And elected officials know who's registered. They know who's showing up to vote. They know all that, and it makes a huge difference for them as they decide which communities to pay attention to. And in fact, talking about elected officials, on October 30th, I've mentioned this several times on the air, but we are getting ready for what is sure to be the largest business and employment expo that Chicago has ever seen. And it's taking place just a few days before the election. So you can expect to see many of the candidates for governor, for Senate, for Secretary of State, for Comptroller, for Treasurer, for Attorney General, for Secretary of State. All those important offices will all be there because they want to be around the people that are making a difference in their community. And small business is really the community that makes a difference in the economy. Small businesses are the backbone of the economy. So again, on October 30th, it's called the Business Event. It's an all-day free business and employment expo, F-R-E-E, completely free. You won't want to miss it. And you can find out more information and actually register on my website at shalomkline.com. But actually, the website for the event itself is thebusinessevent.com. Once again, thebusinessevent.com. And we are taking registrations. It's free for people to attend, but it's also available for exhibitors that want to set up a table. This is probably the best use of marketing dollars that you can possibly have. Set up a table where thousands of people will be walking through. Thousands of people will talk to you and learn more about your services and learn more about the jobs that are available. That's right. It's all happening at the business event on October 30th. It is the coolest thing. We've now done this 3 years running. First year at the Holiday Inn in Skokie. Second year at Lincolnwood Town Center in Lincolnwood. And finally, the third year, the most recent year, was at Evanston Township High School. And we had 5,000 people. You won't want to miss it. Register on the website at thebusinessevent.com. Or you can get onto my website and find out about the latest speakers that are joining the workshops, talking about subjects like LinkedIn, talking about subjects like marketing, networking, and all sorts of important subjects like that. And that's all available on my website, shalomkline.com. But I want to share some networking tips for you. A quick networking tip for you is, do you have a referral for someone? Don't miss an opportunity to strengthen your business relationships by constantly making referrals to quality professionals. Chances are that you know someone who's looking for a great divorce lawyer, an accountant, a financial planner, etc. Take action. Make the referral. Make a difference. And as Dave Ritter, who was earlier on the show, mentioned, networking is really where the action happens. That's where people are meeting the people that they're able to work with. That's where people are meeting their next client, their next job opportunity. It's at these networking events. And our guests earlier on the show really hit the nail on the head. They're the ones that really are just fantastic. Network Chicago. Dave Ritter was on the show earlier, and he talked about a great resource that's available for people that are logging online, and they want to see a directory of tens of events on any given week, and they want to find out about what's going on and where they can be and how to schedule their day, their week, their month. Network Chicago is a great resource. We talked with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, who talked about working with people. When you're networking, you're working with a lot of people, and hopefully you're growing your business so you have more people to work with, so you're able to hire new people for your office environment, more people to help you grow your business. So it's not just the show of you, but rather you're actually running a viable business. That's what the show is all about, and it's all about working with people. As Mark Kalish of the S4 Group mentioned, you know, it's mobilizing people, getting people registered out to vote so your voice can be heard. So it's not just you and your business, but you're actually able to make an impact on the local economy. That's what we do on the show. And we're thrilled that we have such great partners in the group over at Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center, and I mean that in the most literal sense. They are the people that have the solution for just about anything payroll, HR related. I call them and I ask Bruce Leon, their founder, my questions. And their website is a wealth of information. A ton of advice is available. They have a blog. They have social media. Check them out at TandemHR.com. Once again, Tandem HR, your solution center. You can also call them and ask them your questions directly at 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com, and learn about working with people, learn about networking events that they're participating in, and they're the type of people that are getting involved in their community, that their elected officials in Westchester, where their office is, they know that they're there because they are speaking up and making a difference on the small business economy in general. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. On my website, shalomkline.com, you can download podcasts from the show, and you can learn more about that event that I was telling you about, the business event on October 30th. You won't want to miss it. Register online right now, thebusinessevent.com. After the break, I've got a tip for you. Listen in. Get down to business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the air conditioner. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more can all be covered. For helpful free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-700-2119. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-700-2119. 1-800-700-2119. 1-800-700-2119.
What a great show. We talked with David Ritter of Network Chicago. We talked with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. We talked with Mark Kalish of the S4 Group. Great advice and information. And that's what we do every week on this show. So remember, tune in next week, Sunday, 6 p.m. We've got great guests, and you can find out who's going to be on the air on my website, shellamcline.com. You can also download podcasts and find out more information about that event I was telling you about, the business event on October 30th on my website, shellamcline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. I've got a lot of tips for you on how to keep your office organized and running smoothly. Number one, clean out each desk drawer to free up even more valuable storage space. Clear off the top of your desk, then wipe off the surface of the desktop. Keep essential items on your desktop, computer, phone, fax, card files. If you work with more than one person, create an inbox for each person. Have a master to-do list for each day at your desk. Pre-sort the mail, to file, to read, to contact. Use a variety of containers to organize office supplies, paper clips, and pens. Create a separate drawer for personal paperwork items. Use a variety of desktop organizers or trays to organize the papers that come through your desk. Use storage boxes to store dated files. Purchase magazine boxes to store booklets, magazines, catalogs that you want to keep. Create a file for magazine articles or scan them into your computer. Filing systems should be simply easy and manageable. Color coding your files makes it easier and faster to find that information. Do not overstuff folders. It may be time to toss some of that information in your folder. Never overload filing drawers. It will make it more difficult to retrieve information in the drawers. Subdivide larger files with interior file folders. Tab hanging file folders in the front. Return calls in batches. Leave specific messages and the time you called if the person you're trying to reach isn't available. Empty workspace of everything but the project you're working on right now to cut down on the distractions. Keep an assortment of all occasion cards and stamps in your desk. Keep takeout menus from favorite restaurants so you can order ahead and pick up dinner on your way home. When using more than one checking account, color-coded checks are an easy way to identify each account. And at the end of every project or event, organize paperwork and file or store it away. Straighten your desk at the end of every single day, and especially at the end of every single week, so you could start each morning with a clear desk. Those are things I try to practice. And my desk here at AM 560 The Answer is pristine. It is clean, and it allows me to prepare the information, the tips, and the advice that you need to make your week even easier. And again, next week, Sunday at 6 p.m., we're going to be talking with some other great guests that are making a difference in their communities. But I cannot emphasize enough, register to vote now. The deadline to register is October 7th, and Election Day is November 4th. Make your voice heard. And we talked with some other folks today, folks like David Ritter of Network Chicago, folks like Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, people that are doing some pretty cool stuff and working with people, teaching others how to network and teaching people how to manage those expectations. That's what it's all about. And as I mentioned, I've got a great networking tip for you. If you have a referral for someone, don't miss the opportunity to strengthen that business relationship by making those referrals to quality professionals. Chances are you know someone who's looking for a great divorce lawyer, an accountant, a financial planner. Take action. Make that referral. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is brought to you by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. 5510. Our friends at Tandem HR are waiting for your call. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Next week, we're going to be talking more small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Remember, you can join me at the business event, thebusinessevent.com on October 30th. And to success, I'm Shalom Klein. Let's get down to business and have a successful week.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,